The Torah discusses the Karban Todah. Who brings the Karban Todah? The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Nadal and Amidbeis, Arba Tzrichin Lahodos. There are four people who have to express thanks. Yordei Hayom, Holchei Midbaros, those who travel on the seas and in the deserts, Mishayacholav and Esrape, someone who was cured from sickness, Mishayacholish Beveis Hoasurin, someone who was freed from jail. All these four individuals were in some kind of state of sakana, so it's appropriate for them to bring a carbon todah when they're delivered from that sakana. There's a machlokas among the Rishonim whether these four individuals are actually obligated to bring a carbon todah, it's a chiyah for them, or it's just a rishus. Rashi writes in his Ksav Yad at the bottom of the Gemara Menachos on Daf Ayin Tes that these four people are actually obligated to bring a carbon todah. And he quotes a pasuk, the pasuk in Tillim about these four people, it says v'yizbuchu zivchei todah, which Rashi interprets to mean that there's a chiyuv, they have a chiyuv to bring karbonos todah. But the Shita Mekubetzes there on the side of the Gemara disagrees. He says that only if a person says harei alai todah, only if he's noder to bring the karbon todah, then he's obligated to bring. What the Gemara in Brachas meant is that these four individuals should bring a karbon todah. They should obligate themselves, they should be noder to bring a karbon todah. They're not automatically obligated to do so just because they were saved from sakana, but it's appropriate for them to be noda to bring the karban todah, and then they'll be chayev to do so. This seems to be the position of Rashi and Chumash as well. Rashi writes in this week's parasha regarding the karban todah, im al devar hodah, if a person brings the karban todah out of an expression of thanks, al nei shenaseh lo kegon yordei hayom, because of a miracle that occurred to him, he was saved from sakana, like the Yordei Yam, etc. Im al echad me eile noda shlomim halalu, says Rashi, if he was noder shlomim, if he promised to bring a carbon shlomim for one of these circumstances where he was saved from sakana, shal me todo, saying that these shlomim have a din of a carbon toda, utunos lechem, and they require the 40 lachme toda, veinu necholim elo liyom v'layla, and they can only be eaten for one day and one night. It sounds to Rashi that only if a person is actually noder a shlomim, then he becomes mechuyev to bring the shlomim. He's not automatically obligated to do so. But if he's noder the shlomim, then he becomes obligated to bring the korban todah. This position of the Shita Mekubetzes in Rashi and Chumash emphasizes a certain very important point, and that is that saying thank you is not something that a person can be forced to do. It's a feeling that has to come from the lev, it has to come from a person's heart. It has to be something that a person wants to express. That's why, according to Rashi and Chumash and the Shita Mekubetzes, the Torah doesn't command a person to bring a karban todah. It simply indicates that in certain circumstances, it's appropriate to do so. That's the proper gesture. But it's up to the individual to appreciate this fact and to obligate himself in bringing the karban todah. The Panim Yafos on Chumash, that's written by the author of the Sefer Hafla, he takes this idea one step further. He says, whether you claim that these four individuals are obligated to bring the Karban Todah, or it's appropriate for them to bring the Karban Todah, but they're not the only ones who should be bringing Karbanos Todah. Every individual on a regular basis should be bringing Karbanos Todah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not being put in Sakana in the first place. The Panim Yafos explains that this is the deeper meaning behind the Pasuk in Parashas Emor. Torah says, says the Panim Yafos, what the Pasuk is telling us is that don't just bring the Karban Todah when you're chay, when you're obligated to do so. Bring it of your own volition. Bring it when you want to bring a Karban Todah. Obligate yourself because you want to bring a Karban Todah, to express Hakaras HaTov, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He does for you on a daily basis. That's really what we say in Modin. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu ve'al nifloasecha v'tavosecha shebechol eis. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim of every day. What kind of miracles do we experience every day? The answer is, if you think about how miraculous it is, how the human body functions, we should be bursting forth every moment with expressions of thanks. It's really what the bracha of Ashayatzer is all about. Shimi pasach achad mehem o yisaseh achad mehem, iefshar leiskayem v'la'amod lefanecha. Each opening of the body, Every organ of the body has to be functioning properly for a person to live. How many times do we say this bracha v'ashayatzar every day? Do we really think of what we're saying? Sometimes we just mumble it along. The truth is, many of us probably don't even see this as a miracle. We're so used to it. It happens every day. The body, Baruch Hashem, functions the way it's supposed to, so we don't even look at this as a miracle. But anyone who takes the time to think about it should realize that this too is a miracle. Our whole existence is a miracle. Someone once came to Rav Shach after his wife had given birth to a baby girl, and he asked him, should he make a kiddush? So Rav Shach told this person, if you had had difficulty having a child for 7 years, you had trouble, it wasn't easy for you, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted you a baby girl after 7 years of tzaras, would you be asking me that question? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you the pain, the torture of 7 years. Don't you think you should thank him at least for that? Sometimes it takes a gadol b'Yisrael, it takes the perspective of a gadol, to appreciate the importance of saying thank you, even for everyday miracles. It's a lesson that's well worth learning. Shabbos and Freilich and Freilich.